Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What every one of us want to be is a joy helper, an encourager of the brethren. And you want to practice until you get good at it. You can come into any situation, and I don't care how awful it is, and there are some bad ones. You're searching your heart. Okay, Lord, what will help? What will help? Don't just blab a bunch of stuff. And certainly don't just try to straighten people out. You've got to realize when people are hurting, I've been with people endeavoring to minister to them. They're in so much pain, they can't even have see you when they open their eyes. It's hard for them to focus. Be aware of somebody other than yourself. Amen. Of what's going on with them. Right? Amen. And don't imagine what you would be doing in that situation. If you've never been in that situation, that's all unknown territory. Amen. And it's all talk. Come on. Till you've been there and done it, it's just talk. One thing that could be brought up right now is the Scripture says, weep with them that weep. It also talks about rejoice with the rejoicing and weep with the weeping. That's Romans 12:15. Somebody says, what about that? It's right. It's the Word. But how often and for how long? Come on, are y'all with me? Amen. Psalm 30, verse 4. Well, let's just start in verse 2. Psalm 30, verse 2. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried to you and you've healed me. Oh, Lord, you brought up my soul from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O saints of His. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. His anger endures but a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Verse 11, you've turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I'll give thanks to you forever.
Amen.
There are some very hard things to deal with in this life and in this world. There have been some times I've wept at people's hurt and the thing they were having to deal with. But I'm not going to do that for days in a row.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
I think the maximum it ought to happen. It ought to be over in the morning.
Amen. Come on.
In the morning's a new day. What are we going to do? We're not going to lay around crying and feel sorry for ourselves. That's not faith. If you care about people, you care if they're hurting. And it touches you. But is it going to help them for you to lay around and question God and cry and feel sorry for them and feel sorry for you? It's not going to help them. What do we got to do? If I care about you, I want to help your joy. I want to help you get out of the pit, right? Help you get out of the hurt, out of the pain, out of the grief, out of the anger, out of the bitterness. Got to get you where God can get involved in your business. And that's going to take faith. And in order to have faith, joy is connected. Why would you have joy when you're in the middle of a terrible situation? How could you have joy? Listen to this. Jesus said this many times. He said, cheer up. Be of good cheer. Didn't he say this? Listen to, don't try to turn there, just listen. Matthew 9:2. Jesus told the man they let down on his bed, "Son, be of good cheer." What's he got to be cheerful about? Your sins are forgiven. Remember what we said. Don't just say cheer up. Why? Why? Here, is he giving him a reason to cheer up? Yes. He's laying there. He's maybe pronounced incurable. He's supposed to have to live with this rest of his life. Of course, nothing's impossible with the Lord. But the Lord says, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Why? Because if we can get him rejoicing about this, it's a short step to the other. Amen. Oh, come on, can you see this?
Yes.
In his light, we see light. We get more light. You get to griping about what you don't have, it's going to get darker. But in the midst of a lot of lack and problems, do you have anything to be thankful about?
Yes.
Did you eat today?
Yeah.
You can thank God for that.
Amen.
You got any body parts that are working?
Yes.
You can be thankful for that. Got any friends?
Yes.
Anybody that'll acknowledge they know you?
Yes.
Huh? You could be thankful for that. Is that right? There's a lot of things you can be thankful for. And if, how about your future? Have you got a good future?
Yes.
Are they working on your mansion right now in glory? There's plenty you can rejoice about. And if you get over in that vein, you begin to feel better. You begin to get a little strength. You begin to come up. And now you begin to see something else to be thankful about. You begin to see something else. And you get a word from the Lord about this situation now.
Amen.
And if you believe that before you see and feel a change, that's faith.
Yes.
God has access into your business, into your affairs. Something good is about to happen for you. In Matthew 14, 27, he spoke to them, you know, on the water there. He said, be of good cheer. Why? It's me. I'm here. I'm here with you. Don't be afraid. In John 16, he said, in the world, 16:33, in the world you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Why should I cheer up? He has already whooped the devil.
Amen.
That's worse than whipped.
Amen.
When you've been whipped, you would defeat him. When you've been whooped, you don't get back up. He whooped the devil. And he said, so what should that do for us? The Lord said, I have overcome the whole world that you're living in. I have overcome this whole thing. How, what effect should that have on us? We should immediately cheer up and go, that's great. That is good news. Why? Because he did it for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be of good cheer. Somebody say, be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer. Cheer up. We'd say, cheer up. And then, but you need to follow it with why. Cheer up. Why? That's where listening to the Holy Spirit comes in.
Amen.
Because some say, well, I just pick a verse and give them a verse. Well, it's all the Word of God. But no, there is a word in season to the one that's weary.
Amen.
And the Lord will quicken that to you. And it will be the reason why they should cheer up. Now, if you give it to them at the Lord's direction and they don't cheer up, it's because they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't accept it.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean you get preachy and get hard on them. That may be where you see if they need another sweater or some lemonade.
Yes.
Come on, are y'all with me? And you just, and if they react like they don't want to hear you, well, you're not the only one that God can use. There's other people, right? But you stay in faith. You are a joy helper. When you come into the situation, no matter how dark it may be, it ought to get brighter just when you come in.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
People should say, you are a ray of sunshine. Actually, it's a ray of God's light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a ray of God's who is light.
Yes.
And that light is in you.
Yes. Right.
And that light is in me. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Say, you are a ray of light.
You are a ray of light.
You need to say, yes, I am. Yes, I sure am. I sure am. You know, We are warned and cautioned about offending little ones that believe in Him. Now, that's not just physical children. That can be young ones spiritually as well. How serious an offense it is. And what that has to do with, you never want to discourage anyone's believing in Him. Amen. Just like you can be a helper of joy, you can be someone who just rains on everybody's parade. You can be a negative soul that no matter what anybody comes up with, you're like, oh, that ain't gonna work. No, you can't do that. No, you might as well just accept this is gonna be your lot in life. And if you convince them of that and they lose what little faith they had, you're responsible.
Amen.
You'll be held accountable. You never want to do that. I said you never want to do that. The Bible said concerning Jesus, Matthew 12:20, and this is a quote from Isaiah. He said, a bruised reed He will not break, and a smoking flax shall He not quench, till He send forth judgment to victory. The Amplified says, a bruised reed He will not break, a smoldering, dimly burning wick He will not quench, till He brings justice and a just cause to victory. We should treat every ebbing ember of hope and faith in a person as a personal challenge.
Amen.
To get revived.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
If somebody says, I just don't think there's any reason. I mean, I believe in God. Hey, that's an ember.
Amen.
You go, you believe in God? You believe in God? Tell me again how you believe in God. Come on, say it again. You believe in God? I believe in God. God can do anything, can He? Can God do anything? God is a good, God been good to you. What are we doing? And with the Holy Spirit's direction and help, they can begin to brighten up a little bit. That's what cheer up literally means, brighten up. If you look up the Hebrew words, the Greek words, it means brighten up. It also means to have courage. When the Lord's saying cheer up, He's saying brighten up. It's a cousin to light be. And that's the first time I've ever said that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.